Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. Get the latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more.
BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use the mobile device to sign up today and get into the action. Remember to use promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% off welcome bonus on your first deposit.
BetOnline, where the game starts. Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for listening to the Dumb Dad Podcast. My name is Kevin, and I'm a dumb dad.
Hey there. My name's Evan. I'm a dumb dad.
Hey, buddy. Cheers.
Cheers, pal. Clink.
Clink. We're back. Took a week off.
That's right.
Had to take care of ourselves.
Yeah, you're feeling better? I know you were kind of sick of me.
I wasn't too sick. Well,
I slipped it in there. Did you catch it?
It wasn't really a sick. It was, I could have done it. Okay, I could have gone to work. But my instrument,
but you're not the supposed main to
source of, you know, it's a podcast. It's a verb, you know, it's an audio medium. So I had to.
That's fair.
I had no voice.
Yeah, you sounded like you had a few candy wrappers in your hand, and somebody walked in the room. You weren't supposed to get caught eating candy, and you shoved it in your mouth, and then that's you were talking with them in your mouth. That's what it sounded like.
You got me. I wasn't sick. I have an addiction to candy. It was crazy. I lost my voice. I don't know if you ever get this. Like, everybody's lost their voice, like, at a concert or just whatever, just being too loud. Mm-hmm. It was none of that. There was no yelling. There was no, like, loud singing. There was no, I got a little bit of.
I know, you're lying.
I got a little bit of.
Loud singing? You can't go 5 minutes without loud singing.
I had to go 5 minutes because I lost my voice.
Yeah.
And it was a bummer. But it was weird. I was just like, I don't feel great. And then suddenly my voice was just gone.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay.
I
don't get to have that anymore.
When our kiddos have gotten sick now, both of our children, definitely my son, a couple times when he was very young, had croup. And once in a while, when he gets sick now, he'll cough like he has croup. And we're like, how does an 8-year-old boy have croup? That's like a 18-month-old, you know?
Yeah.
And, but the doctors have said, like, it's kind of like when they'll get sick now, that's kind of like how you know they're sick. It's like this thing that kind of strings along. They might have. They develop a cough
sign.
Like that, but it's that specific cough. I mean, it's something. If your kids have had croup, it sounds like a goose like coughing, yeah. And but it's like they'll do that now when they get sick. You're thinking like,
is he going to do that forever?
I don't know about forever, but definitely they said in their youth it's like something that kind of just like a lingering cough. It's like a lingering way of like. Their body identifying as sick, which is like a wild thing to hear them cough like that. You know?
Oh my God, he's gonna turn a lot of heads in the classroom.
Yeah, I know.
What I know. Was that exactly. Sound?
Well, that was the thing. It happened like after the pandemic, and we're like, we can't send him to school like that. That sounds insane.
Yeah, they're like, oh, this is a variant.
Yeah. Yeah, no, so I mean, the one time we did, we were like, we had messaged his teacher, and we're like, just, okay, so we spoke to the doctor, and he's like, because I know we're gonna get.
Yeah.
Some comments or some side eyes, you know. But anyway, doesn't matter. We're in cough, cold, flu. Everyone's sick.
Everyone's sick.
Season right now, right before the happy holidays.
Yeah, we're in it. We got hit a little earlier than last year. Last year it hit us at winter break.
Yeah.
So I'm not mad right now. I'm like, no. All right, if we're gonna get sick, let's go. Let's
you know,
go.
It's like a team that like. Like right before the playoffs, they're on like an 8-win run, you know, like you're finding your groove at the right moment. In the similar vein, get a cold like 5 days before winter break.
Yeah.
And then you are basically immune.
Yeah, you take the first couple of days of break to kind of recoup, and then let's go.
And then you're ready to rock and roll.
Yeah.
Yeah. You took the wrong approach last year, getting sick during the winter break.
It was a rookie mistake on our family's part. Apologies all around to the canceled parties. We'll be better in the future seasons.
But it happens. You know, you get mixed in. You visit friends. You get plans. You travel around. We did a lot. We did traveling over Thanksgiving weekend. That's where some of my stories rely this episode.
I spent hundreds of dollars on Black Friday on one single item.
Oh, what? A whole bunch of COVID
hundreds
tests?
And hundreds of dollars on one single item.
A doctor's visit.
A plumber.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Over the Thanksgiving weekend?
On Black Friday. It's my Black Friday sale.
Yeah, how long have you been holding on to this? I didn't know this
Black
at all.
Friday.
Oh.
It was...
Oh, go, Kevin. The floor is yours.
I was a level of furious.
You woke up in the morning and your plumbing system chose violence.
No. See, it wasn't a house-wide situation. So the night before, we hosted Thanksgiving. We had my parents over, my brother and sister-in-law over, their kids. We had some other family, and it was a nice, lovely Thanksgiving. We all had fun, and then we're doing the dishes after in the sink, and it's one of those things where like the sink is like filling up, but there's no plug in there.
Audience, you're with me. You can feel the tension rising. Yeah. Where's the moment here?
And you're just kind of like, all right, here's the thing. I have a garbage disposal, but I keep a little metal. I have since like three apartments ago.
You're very diligent about that, I must say. I'm going to give you major credit. A garbage disposal, little side tangent here. It's like a garbage disposal. It's like metal. It's a blender.
It's a
blender.
At
the bottom of your sink that obliterates anything that goes in there. And yet, what does everybody tell you?
Don't put anything
down there.
It's the craziest thing I've ever heard of.
It's the most insane thing. It's the hottest, weirdest.
It's like giving you a baseball bat made of glass. It's like
the weirdest take ever.
Don't use that.
Don't put anything down there.
Yeah.
And yet, it's like if I know it's off and my hand goes down there for 5 seconds to grab the spoon down there.
Scariest moment of your
life. Scariest moment of your whole life. And it's not close.
I put a little metal, like mesh, whatever it is.
Strainer,
right in the.
Like the only thing going down Kevin's sink. Let me paint this picture.
Yeah.
The only thing going down that even potentially is introduced to your garbage disposal filter, right, is, I mean, a grain of rice wouldn't even fit through that thing.
No, a grain of rice does not fit through that thing.
And
maybe
so,
like the smallest coffee grounds might fit through there.
Maybe.
And we're not dumping.
And I bet you're not testing that.
We're rinsing out a filter. We're dumping. It's a whole thing. So doing the dishes, it backs up. I don't care.
Sure.
Live our life. Wake up the next morning. Let's finish these dishes.
We got a garbage disposal and nothing goes down there.
Yeah. Wake up the next morning. It's Black Friday. Everybody comes over. We have breakfast. I'm like, let me finish up these dishes. Now the water's not draining at all. Run the garbage disposal. Nothing happens. If you've been listening to this podcast, I've done some DUI in this house. I've changed out toilet stuff.
DUI? If you've done it DUI, you've probably messed a bunch of it up.
I've done most of it drunk is my point. I haven't been sober for a single project.
Doing under
the influence. And DIY. I was doing DIY. And I've done quite a bit of it.
We don't even know what it is. It's whatever. Doing things yourself.
Yeah. Do it yourself. And I've moved a vanity. I've had a cut pipe. So I'm no stranger to plumbing. So when this happened, it was more like all right. And just got under there, moved all the stuff out, emptied, like removed the P-trap underneath, drained all that. It drained really easily. So I was like, all right, it's not the P-trap. It's somewhere deeper.
You're supposed to be relaxing. In your PJs, Christmas music, Christmas movies, slinging deals online.
Slinging deals online. Well, my wife was. She was all over it.
Yeah. She's a fast typer.
Now, I bought a snake. I don't have a motorized one, but I have one that goes like,
well,
I don't believe
you want to do that to your kitchen sink, Kevin.
I go from the P-trap. So I started the P-trap, and now I'm like
out
starting.
Out to the city, see what the problem is.
Let's go. And I send it out, and it gets stuck. I can't get it to do anything farther than that. I'm like, all right, I don't give up. I have access to the outside valve of my house. There's a pipe there. I open that up. I put the thing in there. I'm going back and forth. Mm-hmm. I'm doing this multiple times. Nothing's working. And now I'm getting frustrated because I'm like, this sucks because I'm about to call a plumber and he's going to have the simplest fix.
He's going to do the same thing you did with and be successful at it.
He's going to do the same thing I did with a slightly better device. That's all it's going to be. He's going to do the same.
The commercial version of the thing you have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
that he relies on for his job.
Yeah. So I call. They come out. And sure enough, he has a motorized snake. He has his plugs in. And I'm like, all right, here we go. And it's, I mean, hundreds and hundreds of dollars. And I was just like, I was so furious because it was one of those things. I was like, I could have done that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm not.
Yeah, that's called the dad mentality, Kevin.
No. I'm not going to try to be that arrogant dad who thinks he can do everything.
No, I'm not saying you are.
I'm happy to pay for a project that I'm like, no, this is outside my expertise. I can do
for sure
simple fixes. What pissed me off. I don't mind. Again, I don't mind having someone else do it. It was the price tag of like, this is the price tag you give somebody who is like, once I turn the water on and off and I can't, I'm done.
Yeah.
That's what that price tag is for. Uh-huh. It's like almost a punishment for not trying. It's still wrong, but he gave us such a, and I was like, and then he had the, and this is where the dad and me, like, it, I still internalized it. I didn't say any of this out loud, but he was like, he cleared the line. We got it all done. It took like,
less than 45 minutes.
Oh, way less than that. Under a half hour. Easy. Under a half hour.
He had a cup of coffee in his hand the whole time.
He didn't have to take apart. Like, he just went down the drain. He just went down the drain and fixed it. Like, nothing else happened. So he fixed it. We're all good. And then he goes, and he looks at the pipe in the back of the house that I was using, because I was just telling him, this is what I did. And he was like, oh, all right, cool. Like, he was, you know, he does that, like, nice uncle and half impressed. Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
You know where that pipe is. Look at you. You're no slouch, huh? I bet you know what an Allen wrench is. And I was like, I got a drawer full of them.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah. He goes, he looks at that drain and goes,
all IKEA brand.
He goes, I could clean that. He goes, oh, I can't do it today. He goes, I'm running around busy. He goes, I could clean that pipe out for you. He's like, you'll need to do that. It'll run you about $1,600. And he goes, but that'll buy you 5-10 more years on that pipe. And I go,
you guys are not having a Black Friday sale?
The second he said that, I was like, I'm going to find out whatever machine that is. And I will be doing that myself. I will rent that machine for $200. And
I will rent do, is like, exactly.
And I will do that job. You made a crucial error, my friend.
Don't judge a Kevin by its cover, all right? He can do some work himself. Drunk or not, he can do it himself.
It is like, it is this stupid point of pride of the homeowner being like, I really was legitimately ticked off. I was like, I didn't want to be the hero. I didn't want to be the hero. It was just like, once he got it, and I was like, part of me like wanted it to be something bad. Like, I wanted him to be like, oh, we need to replace this. And I was like,
you gotta get a specialist.
I couldn't
in here.
Fix it.
Exactly.
That's what I wanted. I wanted the answer to be, there was no world where you were fixing this. And he was like, ah, it's all about just how you tilt the snake the right angle. I was like, all right, that's.
Pride is also a stinky cologne, I think, that you.
Then I keep buying it.
But you keep buying it. I know. I mean, I'm the same way. I don't know if that's. I don't think that's an overall guy thing. I think probably many
moms,
husbands,
everyone.
Whoever thinks like, if you think I can do that, and then you convince yourself, I want to do that. I want to try it.
Yeah.
The thing about these kinds of things where you. Now maybe this is where you're having a tough time with it. It's like you got to get to a point where you're like, basically, this is beyond my pay grade. Like, I don't know what the solve is from here, or I found out what the solve is from here, and I don't have those tools or the skill set to fix it. So right. I, at this point, need to call in a professional.
Yeah.
Your window is, I got frustrated enough versus the time I had, and I tried everything I know. I don't know what the problem is. I guess we got to call somebody, and they come in and do the same thing you did and figure it out. And you're like, you son of a bitch. Yeah. Like, and I understand that. And that's kind of what we're talking about here is like, I want to take responsibility for the fix and it'd be great if I can solve it for myself.
Yeah.
And help us out, and it's done in a half an hour.
It'd be great.
Now, that's hitting a home run, but you don't hit a home run every at bat.
No, no, no. No, you don't.
It happens.
You don't.
It happens, but
it's quite
at least credit to you, because it's like you'd probably rather err on the side of caution of calling some guy and kind of like learning. You learn something. There's a tool for that. Okay.
Yeah.
So you learn something there, but also rather than like spend way more time
taking
apart
our stuff, and like, why did you take apart the garbage disposal?
And now, not only are you paying for a professional to come in and solve the problem, but
to fix yours,
to fix the thing you broke,
the addition. Yeah. I didn't. I won't do that.
That's a, you dodged a dumb dad.
I know those stopping points. I've had those a few times. I've had them, I think, with you once, where we barely dodged it. We changed out a pipe, to like my
from
my
the
bathtub.
Top shower. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was like, I was hand sawing it with like a hand metal saw. And then it was taking so long. And I was like, I might have made a mistake here.
I know. But and if like, I have.
I have to just commit. I have to just keep going. But
I'm assuming, I can only imagine homeownership is one of those things where something goes wrong. And it's not only the cost of fixing something, but also like how difficult the job is. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's. My one of my buddies was like a tech for cars, and it was like that was part of the thing. It was like they pay per hour versus the job you're doing, because it's like, yes, I can do this in 10 minutes and I have the part in my truck. It's going to be a cheap fix for you. Mm-hmm. But there's also things like the part may be a $5 part, but it's going to take me 6 hours to get to the point where I can replace it. Like that's where a lot of the labor comes in and the expertise of like, also assuming they're not going to break something on the way there. Always. So
or find something fun.
Find something fun. Or, hey, you know what? I found a new problem, by the way.
Yeah.
And that's where it kind of.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Comes in that you're like, oh, I don't know. I don't know anything about this, so how can I trust you?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's where word of mouth comes in.
Thanks to that plumber, if you listen. You did a good job.
You did a great
I'm
job.
I'm not mad at you.
Thanks for hooking him up. Yeah, you did a great job. You know, and you narrowly avoided a dumb dad moment. I brought a dumb dad moment. So I have a dumb dad moment, and I have a funny, like, embarrassing kid moment, all compiled into one.
Oh, great!
Holiday travel situation.
I love that.
So let's jump into it.
All right.
My dumb dad moment. Okay, so we for the Thanksgiving weekend and sort of the week that the most of the week that the kids were off here in LA Unified.
Okay.
We traveled north to see my parents. Great trip. Super fun.
Love it.
Always nice to see the grandparents. Twofold, my stories were involved in the travel. Now, we've traveled back and forth to Seattle area with our kids since they were, you know, infants, basically.
Uh-huh.
Back and forth, that's where one side of the grandparents is, so we go back and forth, which makes it so the kids are pretty used to travel, which is great. Of course, it's only a 2.5 hour trip on the plane, not across the United States per se, but it gets them used to traveling nonetheless.
Yes.
So we go down to LAX, right? We got to travel from LAX up to Seattle area. And so LAX is a massive international airport. I think it gets a bad rap. The bad rap is actually outside of the airport. If you're picking somebody up or dropping somebody off, the traffic situation is kind of a nightmare.
I haven't heard a good thing about a major airport that... Or a major airport. I haven't heard
an international airport.
It's always like Burbank's really nice. I was like, they have 4 planes.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. Like, I totally agree with you. Like, everyone is like, oh my God, LAX is so insane. Like, yeah, people go in and out of that specific location, like, whatever, 100,000 people every 5 seconds. Like, what are we talking about here?
What
like,
is it? It's the time of year for it. Is it crazy? Not crazy, stupid. Love Actually.
Yeah.
Like Love Actually starts with like, I think it's like Hugh Grant narrating, being like, the airports are great because like that's where everybody sees each other and they get off the plane and hug. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, but you're ignoring all the people.
You're ignoring everything else.
Everything in between is hate.
If I was
Venom.
If I was going to design an international airport, the first thing I would look at is like a time lapse of an anthill. Because if you've ever seen a time lapse of an animal, it's like hundreds of thousands going in and out every 60 seconds. How are they doing that so efficiently? Let's figure that out. And they're bringing baggage back and forth.
Because they're single-minded. They're all of... they're hive-mind is my point.
Yeah, hive-minded.
Where in LAX, it's the opposite. Everyone, everyone at LAX is the most important person there.
They're the only ant that lives in the hill.
The only ant that needs to get to where they're going. They're the only ones.
Oh, that's the truest thing we've ever said on this podcast. Anyway, so we're going to LAX. Now, here's the thing. There's a top floor and a bottom floor, arrivals and departures. You access the top floor, departures, by an external escalator outside.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I got it.
So our children, who this time were like, I want to be responsible for my own suitcase. Like, great.
Cool.
Give you that responsibility.
I love that.
You can have that responsibility as well, and you can have a backpack that you can bring on the plane with you. We're going to check everything because the idea of efficient travel is to just get all your stuff to somebody else to deal with.
Kids don't realize that they are a carry-on.
That's true.
Like, they are...
They're my plus one.
They're your luggage.
Yeah.
Like, everybody's like, have you seen those suitcases that, like, they drive around, they follow you? I was like, those are kids.
Those are other children. What are you doing?
Is this dumb in their pockets that I shouldn't have brought. That's what kids are, and they just follow you around, and then those little remote control suitcases short circuit, and then they go off towards, like, the peanuts, and they're like, can I buy these? I was like, you've never wanted peanuts before. Why are we fighting over this?
You want to learn how to travel well as a family? Consolidate your chaos. That's all. That's your main mission. So we're going. We head to the bottom of this escalator. Need to go upstairs. My son goes first. Uh-huh. My daughter. Now, I mean, I don't know. My children have been on escalators for a while. They're experienced escalator riders. Let's just establish that.
All right. Well, let's.
My son goes up first with his suitcase. My daughter, now at the foot of the escalator, is like all of a sudden like not gonna ride escalators.
She's terrified.
Terrified. Oh. Like I'm like hesitating. We're like, it's okay. Go ahead. Grab your step. Okay. Go ahead. Grab your suitcase. Honey, grab your suit. Honey, grab your suitcase.
Are you guys slowly just going up, leaving her behind?
No, no, no. We were waiting for her.
Because that would have been my favorite thing in the world.
It turns out it was actually like had a negative effect. But of course, like when people can fall back down, it's like you go first. I will be your barrier. I will go after you. You go first, please.
Sure.
But now she's hesitating and it's like, honey, and you try not to like... Mm-hmm. But it's like, grab your suitcase and get on the thing.
Did you pick her up?
No, because in the heightened moment of her like cowering away, which is fine. It is what it is. We were just like, what's wrong? What? Okay. Then step aside. Step aside for a second. And in this moment, you know, now there's like a crowd because again,
you want to have a learning moment with a bunch of people that are like these.
Anthill and all the ants are behind you going like, come on, I got lettuce to deliver. Like, what are we doing here? Uh-huh. And so, but then in that, like, you know, it's all in slow motion.
Ants only got lettuce?
Whatever.
That's a terrible haul.
It's the first thing I thought of.
Awful.
I mean, the one behind him has a piece of bacon.
What a bad get. Oh, so they got a BLT.
Fired.
They found a BLT?
Yeah. So now there's, you know, people
waiting
to get on the
escalator.
They bring the
tomatoes, but it gives ants heartburn. Yep.
And so... as we're like trying to deal with my daughter, now we have all the stuff at the bottom of the escalator with us, dealing with her, and we hear this like very significant clunk, clunk, noise, which is the suitcase that my son was in charge of now sliding down the escalator towards all these people like a bowling ball.
Wait, so he went, all the pins. He started going up.
He started going up. He was halfway up the escalator with his suitcase.
So he
when
went
all
first,
of this commotion happened.
Then her.
Yeah.
Mom and dad behind.
Yeah. And now the suitcase is like barreling towards us at a rate of speed.
Oh, nice.
We're all the pins. And we look up to where he is. He's tumbling down the escalator.
Oh.
Don't know what happened. But he does kind of a somersault, lands on his feet, and starts screaming, help me, help me.
And he's on his feet?
He's squatting.
Okay.
To which my wife just goes, stand up! And then he kind of stood up and was fine for a second. But the trauma, you know, at the bottom. He's up there. Suitcase is flying towards us.
He's just drowning in a puddle.
He's drowning in a puddle of I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
So he gets up to the top. But now that there was a child on the escalator screaming, help me. So he gets to the top.
Kind of validating.
He's by himself. Security grabs him. Now we're like, what is happening? So we just get our daughter on the, my wife starts sending luggage up the escalator by itself.
Not supposed to do that?
No, I know. And I was like, what are you doing? She was like, what choice do we have? And I was like, I don't know. So now we get the daughter on, we get on, and I'm just hoping like those things don't start toppling down and just taking out all the people getting on the escalator.
She just grabbed her hand and like, get on the escalator.
Yeah. So, and it worked. They made it up to the top. They kind of just fell over at the top. So now there's like three suitcases at the top just getting like, you know, rotated at the top while my son's being consoled. The security pulls the suitcases aside, grabs my daughter, who's also still crying because that wasn't an emotional weight to bear. And then here we arrive with like the rest of the stuff like strapped to us at the top of the escalator. Like, we're seasoned travelers. We're ready to get on our plane.
Now. No, you're not. Nobody believes you.
They did. It ultimately was fine. But that ride up to the escalator with everything that had transpired in the last 60 seconds was like, this might not be good. This might not be good.
She still cried when you pulled out, because I've done that to my son. I have no shame in saying it. Like, if we've gotten to an escalator and he's just the bed on, like, and he just afraid, I'll give him time.
Yeah.
Like, come on, buddy. We've done
for
this
sure.
many times.
Yeah. And then try not to make a big thing of it, but at the same time, like, people are waiting.
And then I have grabbed his hand and go, let's go. And yeah, then just get him on. And then he goes, I did.
Possibly because you're with him.
Yeah.
And that was our situation. It was like, we're just like sending children.
You get on.
There.
So then you roll. Yeah. I don't know what that.
The thing is, like, we're going home for a week, and everyone's now gets to be responsible for their own suitcase, which is like, okay, now we got a lot of suitcases.
I guess I would like to know what your wife's best case scenario was for her with the suitcases, like sending them up alone.
What happened was it. She sent them up there. They went up there. No problems. Whereas I saw her do that, and I was like, that's a big risk.
Because then they start falling back again.
Yeah. As our daughter's up by herself first, and we're trailing behind her with all our stuff and then more people.
Oh, my God.
But it worked. So we got up there, thought it was all good, right? That's like the, okay, great. Everyone take a deep breath. That was a moment. That was a family public moment.
Sure was.
One of these days, someone's going to have that on team. Like, dumb dad, huh? And like, I have the whole thing. So we finally get through it. We're like, everyone take a deep breath. No one's mad. No one's in trouble. We made it. All good.
Yeah, yeah.
So when I travel, I like to bring my golf clubs in case I get to play some golf with my dad, which I did. It was great. Brought my golf clubs, which is an oversized baggage. So when you tag your bags, you're like, you have to bring this over there.
Right.
You know, oversized baggage. No problem. Bring it over there. I tell my son, can you please hold this bag for me while I deal with this gentleman and put my bag on top of the conveyor belt?
Uh-huh.
He's like, no problem. So second dumb family moment. We finish all that. He gives me my thing. I'm like, okay, great. We walk around the corner and the security guy walks around the corner. He's like, excuse me, excuse me, excuse me. And we all turn around like, what? He's like, did you leave an unattended bag over by me? And I was like, yeah, that's my bag that I asked my son to watch.
Oh, yeah. You got dad voice?
Yeah. So that it is our bag. But essentially what we did was leave an unattended bag in the middle of the airport as we just walked away.
So how you get searched?
No.
Okay.
It had just been long enough to where he knew it was ours, but kind of made a point to, like, you know, say it out loud.
Yeah.
Made a bit of an example of us. That's fine.
Sure.
Anyway, that was our experience before we got on the flight. Flight went fine.
Sure.
Landed fine.
One would hope.
Return flight was great, but it just goes to show you, like,
airports.
Don't ask your kids to watch your bag in an airport, first of all. And, you know, it doesn't matter how seasoned your kids are. They might have a moment, and you just got to kind of take it. My wife and I were laughing hysterically at the gate. Like, that was
was
a moment on the escalator that was wild.
I like that your wife treated the escalator like everybody's watching your wife when she goes to Target a lot. Because she thinks this is that little middle cart where you put the carts in.
Sent
and
the cart
the cart escalator.
If only we could have done that, it would have been much easier.
No, that's all the unattended bags. You can't do that, Evan.
You ride along next to him. You ride along next to him.
That's what you want them to think you're doing.
So let me just jump right into my dumb dad moment. Here's the thing.
That wasn't it.
Well, that was kind of like a dumb family moment. It was like kind of on the kids, but also we're just kind of there to experience the situation. Yeah. Not that they were being dumb, but it's like they had a moment where they're just like
just
kind of
dealing
with it.
They didn't handle it well.
Yeah, they didn't handle it well.
Yeah.
So we're going home. We hadn't been home for Thanksgiving as a family and like since we moved to LA, because we usually choose to go home for Christmas. And so we were very excited to get to go home for Thanksgiving and spend the time. And so I thought, I'm going to bring my camera. And I bring the camera. You know, it's like when you pack for your whole family.
Yeah.
And all your stuff and all the things you need to bring. and all the external things and all the charges for all the cables and all this stuff. I got all the way there and like Thanksgiving night. And I went to go, or like the eve, I think, and I went to go take out my camera to take a few pictures with the family and stuff. And I realized I just didn't even bring a memory card. And like, yes, I have a phone I take pictures with and all these things, but it's like I made this like mental note to like pack this camera.
They do sometimes take nicer pictures. They take nicer pictures,
and yeah. I can kind of be experimental. I like taking pictures and what, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And like had the forethought to like pack it and bring the charger for it and the and blah, 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 and then didn't even put a memory card in there.
Nice work, dummy.
It's such a small thing. And it was ultimately fine because thankfully technology has advanced and memory cards aren't as expensive as they used to be. But it still meant the next day when I went to go get some groceries, I had to like make a point to go get a new memory card.
Yep. Make sure it was the right one.
It's like a probably... We're eventually going to move. It's like our version of like reader glasses, you know, like our parents like have a, like 11 pairs of readers because they don't know where they put any of them.
Right.
So they're just in a bunch of rooms and purses and, you know, like it's like, where's my, that there's is memory a memory cards. Card around here somewhere. Oh my God,
our wedding's on here.
Shouldn't it just be in the cloud? God, this device needs a memory card, a physical. Anyway, dumb dad moment. Like,
that's good.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Capture memories on nothing. You need to go to Target and get a memory card, you dummy.
My dumb dad moment happened last evening.
Current. It's fresh.
It's current. It's fresh.
Uh-huh.
So my daughter came into... So we went to bed last night. At some point in the night, daughter comes into the room. And when my daughter comes into our bedroom, she's the oldest of the two.
Yeah.
When she comes into the bedroom, she's great. And I'm all for it. She comes in. I mean, I'm unwelcome to my son, but he's four and it doesn't go well. It doesn't. He's at.
Yeah.
He.
A lot of throat punching.
It's a lot of talking first. Then it's a lot of just, getting out. So I did something to him earlier that day because he's getting that aggression out, like kicking, throat punching, pushing, which is sometimes worse than the kicking. Like the active just pressure of like, what's going on, man?
You're not wrong where you catch a knee and you're like, oh,
okay.
Deep breath, go back to sleep. Where it's like, if you're just like kind of trying to shove me off the bed.
Yeah, like, what are you like, hoping
what
for?
Is happening.
My daughter comes in and we exchange no words. We smile at each other and I lift up my blanket. She climbs in.
Uh-huh.
It's great. Great situation. You're always welcome here. Come on in. She comes in, and then she also just posts up and passes out. And it's just
sure.
Like,
no great. Talking, no great. Nonsense.
She'll talk if it
I
was,
know the drill.
Yeah,
I know the drill here.
I know. Whatever it was. I don't know. Did you have a nightmare?
If I'm going to stay here, I need to be quiet and I need to go to sleep.
Yep.
And be still.
Did you have a nightmare? Trick question. Don't care. Let's go to sleep.
We'll talk about it tomorrow morning.
You're not crying. You're not wet. That's great. Let's go to sleep. Let's... We all got stuff to do in the
morning. That's right.
So she climbs in there. So I cuddle up to her, and it's great because kids are little furnaces, and it's winter, and our house is made of paper mache. I mean, it holds no heat. The house is cold, which I like. I like being cold, but it was also nice.
Here's another DUI project for you.
Yep.
Put some fresh
insulation
in the walls. No.
That will be. That's. I could. It's going to look terrible when I put the drywall back up. A lot of cracks.
I think you just stand in the attic and shove it down the holes. That would make sense to me.
Well, I'm going to try it.
Move on.
next project. Someone's listening. A contractor's like, oh my God.
Where do I type my comments?
Yeah. I'm going to run off the road. So a few hours pass and she is just a nightmare. I mean, everything I said, I take back. She's moving around. She's talking. She's not sleeping. Kicking, pushing. I'm like, you're not allowed to hang out with your brother anymore. He's a bad influence on you.
Yeah.
He's changed you. Mm-hmm. Your grades are slipping. This is what happens when you hang out with the wrong crowd. Mm-hmm. And you've changed. So she at one point just wants to move in between us. I think maybe she was just like complaining about, I don't know, falling off the bed because she just wouldn't lay still. So she's like, maybe my wife, who doesn't, she wakes up with the slightest things, was like, well, come in between us then. So she climbs over me. And it's been like, she's been with us like for a minute, for a while,
mm-hmm.
an hour maybe two. She comes over me and goes in between us, and my wife feels her and goes, she's burning up. I just thought it was this great weighted, like heated weighted blanket that I had. I slept great. I feel like I got two REMs in.
Our daughter is quite sick.
She's very sick. And I took full advantage of it. It felt great. I was so comfortable. And my wife takes her temperature. It's like over 103. Like,
oh my God.
She's in bad shape.
Let Denny hold you. I'll hold you until I can go back to bed.
I was like, let me at least. Hold on. Can I?
Just give me 10 more minutes.
Let me hold her until I fall asleep before you bring her to the hospital. And that was what it was. She took.
I'm sure the ambulance will wake me when it gets here.
She took the temperature on her forehead, just said hospital.
Which ACYSP mean?
Yeah. It said medium rare to rare. She was pretty warm.
PC load letter.
Yeah. So we gave her Tylenol, and then, I mean, she was up all night. She had a popsicle in the middle of the night. It was just like, no. It ended up being like a pretty tough night for her.
Oh man.
But
and for you, because you didn't get to that water bottle.
They took
the warm water bottle that you were lusting.
They just took away. They took away my source. Like, then I didn't sleep well. And, like, nobody asked me how I slept the next morning. It's all about her.
You could have.
How's my little princess? It's like, excuse me. I was doing great until you ruined everything. Oh, okay. Let's give her medicine to bring down. Let's turn off the heater. Great idea.
Nothing in this house is warm.
Take away the one good thing we have. No, she's
wow.
She's fine now. She had a tough day. She was home from school.
Yeah.
She was up so late that this is crazy. This is gonna break your brain, and you're gonna get angry. And I'm apologizing in advance. She was up. It's important to say she was up all night.
Mm-hmm.
She slept till like 10:15. Now, that means she slept from probably 5 a.m. to 10:15.
Still probably wouldn't have had that.
Yeah, I know. I know you wouldn't have. That's why I said it. That's why I brought it up.
It's
she came out. I described it to my wife like this. Yeah. She came out of her room when she did come out. I heard her like open the door, and I went to meet her. And she looked like somebody that had drank a lot the night before. Had just gotten to work and like wanted to act like they definitely weren't hungover.
Yeah.
Like her eyes looked like really glassy and bad and like a little bloodshot, and her hair was a mess. And she was just like, hey, morning. How are you? Like just like short sentences, talking weird. Mm-hmm. Like just like,
oh my God. I can't believe how dry my mouth is. I'm going to go for a cup of coffee so you think I'm normal, but I probably, in terms of health wise, should drink a gallon of water.
Yeah. It was very funny to me. I was like, oh, I've done this at a couple of restaurants in my 20s.
Yeah. And what's great is that you didn't take that as like something's very wrong. You thought like, you look warm. Why don't you come cuddle with me?
Do you want to take a nap? You should probably take a nap.
You should probably take a nap. I'll supervise.
It's almost the afternoon. We might as well go.
Isn't it cold? It's so cold in here.
No, yeah, we kept her, kept the temperature down. It's so annoying. But we kept her. It's fine. She'll be fine.
Energy efficient. That's how you roll. Can't blame you there.
But it was jokes aside, it was very funny that like she laid down on me for so long and I was like, this is nice. And then she flipped over. My wife was like, what is
she's, that's amazing.
She's burning up. I was like, oh, I didn't get any of that. All right. So that's where we're going to leave it. If you have any dumb traveling stories, some dumb sick kid stories.
If you do.
Well, some people don't travel.
Oh, buddy. Traveling could be here to the grocery store.
That's a journey.
Oh, my bad.
Any journeys?
Journey jokes?
Email us, dumbdadpod@gmail.com or DM us on Instagram. Our social handles are at the Dumb Dads. So across all platforms. Watch us on YouTube at the Dumb Dads. Subscribe to the podcast. Rate and review it, please. Follow us on YouTube.
If you're listening to this, you'll realize you could have watched it.
You could have watched it.
And we sit down and we film it.
There are some nuanced, quiet faces that we make that, I mean, you're just missing out on. A couple of these. Or go to YouTube if you don't know what I did.
We're making them all right now.
I couldn't be selling this any better.
For a dominated audio platform. Yeah, you got it.
Thanks as always to Edward Du on SoundCloud for the music for this podcast and to my incredible wife Annie for editing this podcast. Evan, you got a joke to take us out?
I don't. But you know who does?
Oh.
Hey Siri, tell me a joke about cold and flu season.
No, it's too specific. Just ask for a joke.
Okay, our first problem is a flu outbreak, but we lack doctors and hospitals. And the second one, that's a blog post. Hey Siri, tell me a joke. Could you even hear that?
I barely heard it. My friend is known for breaking records. She's not allowed in record stores anymore.
To be honest, and to be fair to Siri, I would speak that quietly if the joke was that stupid.
It's also just not a joke. It's a story. It's just like you misunderstood a story. My friend's known for breaking records.
Yeah, you took that as a joke, but like your friend is a nightmare and sort of a thief.
My friend goes in and just like likes to destroy vinyl.
Yeah.
All right.
Then you can't be invited back there. You cost them a lot of money and merchandise.
Siri comes back with it. Guinness Book of World Records for most vinyls broken. Oh, it is a broken record.
Oh,
interesting.
Okay, interesting. Yeah.
Interesting.
Wow, full circle. Wow. Good record.
Still not laughing, but thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Welcome to the world, little one. Welcome to life.
How do I stop this?
The Dumb Dad Podcast is proudly presented by Bet Online.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.